History buffs might remember this quote from Joseph Stalin: "It doesn't matter who votes, it matters who counts the votes." Currently, about 5 privately owned companies supply voting machines to much of the state and the country. California State Senator Alex Padilla would like to see a publicly owned system of vote counting, and Mr. Padilla joins us this morning on KSRO. Senator, good morning. Thank you for your time.
Good morning, David. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. What seems to be the problem here?
Well, it's as time goes on, and we know that our elections are becoming more and more sophisticated. We have jurisdictions throughout the country, but particularly here in California, as big and diverse as we are, that are basically asking for different criteria for the election systems to try to maintain the integrity and accountability of the systems. But at the end of the day, as you mentioned, every county is subject to the whim of what vendors are willing to offer or not offer. And so I've introduced a piece of legislation that doesn't mandate but allows at the county level county governments to own their own voting systems if they develop a criteria that they believe meets their need and can get into a partnership with the manufacturer of voting equipment and hope to improve the integrity of the process along the way.
So the counties would draw up their own guidelines and provide those to the private manufacturers who then would produce a system that reflects what the county requested. Is that right?
Exactly. And again, this is not a mandate. This is just an option for counties to consider. Really, the effort has been spearheaded by Los Angeles County, the largest, most geographically expansive and diverse political jurisdiction in the nation, with literally thousands of different combinations of assembly districts, Senate district, congressional district, water district, school board, municipality, you name it. They don't feel that any vendor is able to meet their needs or willing to meet their needs. And so they've developed a system in a very transparent way, working with both political parties, both advocacy groups, local governments, et cetera, and want to go down the road of owning their own system. You know, another piece in terms of trusting the integrity of the process mm-hmm. is when we get into either vote counting equipment or the electronic readers of ballots, once we drop them in the box, the paper ballots still, the private companies say, well, we can't let you peek behind the curtain and look at our algorithms, our software, if you will, because it's considered proprietary.
Right.
And so with a county, with a publicly owned system, the public will own and have access to those algorithms, the vote counting software, and again, another layer of integrity to the process.
There are 58 counties in California. Do you know how many of them would be interested in a system like this?
You know, I've been talking to county clerks and registrar recorders throughout the state, and everybody is fully aware of what Los Angeles County has embarked on, and they're watching with a lot of keen interest. Many may well follow suit if this law gets if this bill gets signed into law. Others are perfectly comfortable with what they have now. They tend to be the smaller jurisdictions that don't have as many voters or as many overlapping Senate districts, assembly districts, congressional districts, et cetera. So I think it'll be a combination of the two, and that's exactly the point. Every county is different, every community is different, and everybody should be afforded an option of a voting system that meets their needs.
Do you see, do you anticipate that the 5 privately owned companies that are involved in this right now would be among those who would bid for these contracts from the counties?
I think that's quite possible. But again, knowing that a county owned option is out there versus a long-term lease agreement, we hope, like the fire under some of these companies, you know what, to be more responsive to the unique needs of California.
Do you think it would cost more or less for the counties to run their election systems this way?
I envision ultimately it costing less over time because there's not a profit motive involved in the manufacturer and use maintenance of the equipment.
Interesting indeed. State Senator Alex Padilla, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us here at KSRO.